I personally always been quite discreet in the things I do with my parents. I've tried things that is against my parents' ideologies as a relationship. But I'm not gonna really dive deep into this thing. Sponsor out there, like if you're listening, you know who we are. But the thing is, like, personally, after talking to my mom about disclosing the information to my mom about the relationship I recently had after the breakup, it makes me feel more regretful, I guess. Because, like, after revealing some, I realized my mom may have a point about perhaps I should have dated when I'm older. And her reasoning comes from her experiences, but I don't agree some of the things she said because I didn't learn a lot from the relationship I have. Even though he might not be the best out there, but there were dumb, like I would say,
There's ups and
sadness.
downs, but just like
Yeah.
the downs were a bit down. Like,
The downs were a bit, oh, the downs were in the valley of despair.
they were not, it wasn't like mountain and valleys, it was mountain and like just like, you know, those like.
Like an ocean trench or some shit. Other than that, it's just more like she gave me her experience on her first love. And that made me realize that in years of time, what if one day I do think back to my first relationship and this is what it is? Like something that is not changeable. But I've heard counter arguments onto this point is that do you remember the first time you had food, like proper food? No, you don't. Do you remember the first time you changed your diaper by yourself? No, you don't. Do you remember the first time drinking water? No, you don't. Do you remember the first time you read a book? No, you haven't. So, would you remember the first time you had your first kiss or you lost your virginity? That may not be the case. It just, I feel like I need time to in order to realize this. But back to the truthfulness, because like sometimes I realize it might be better to be more truthful to your parents about your decisions, even though it might make them upset.
Yeah, I think let's touch on the truthfulness with parents point first, because I think this varies a lot with different families and different situations. But from the people around me that I know of, most of them have really open relationship with their parents. And most of them communicate with their parents and tell them stuff, whether that be, you know, about academics or their personal life. It's just like most, like the vibe I get from most of my friends is that, you know, things are quite open between them and they are quite happy with their situation. But then with like obviously there's also a lot of instances where people are brought up in a way where they don't feel comfortable telling their parents things. But then I feel like what your point is like when in doubt, I feel like the answer should always be yes to telling your parents things that you want to tell them. Yeah. But then onto like the remembering stuff part, I feel like you can definitely remember it. Like, it's not like, I don't think you should think of your memory as a thing where there's a certain storage limit. Like the ones on your phone, you know? Like, it's not like the person's existence or their impact is going to be stapled and would, it's not like their impact would block out all the other impacts that you have had in your life in that period of time. So I think actually just like put less importance on it. It's like, I think this happens with time as well. Like time will fade.
Yeah, I feel like one thing I learned is that I should be more open to my mom because we're not showing this on video, but I do have a lip piercing and a brow piercing. I don't think these are body modifications, but like in terms of the older generation, in some versions,
Definitely.
I did have an argument with my mom after she saw my lip piercing. But I feel like the thing is, what I liked is that we communicated out. Like it seemed much more calm when we communicated out. Like she could be more understanding to my decisions. I could be more open to her. I'm not lying. Someone who took care of me since I was born, it's not something, you know, to hold on to. You never know one day whether she dies of like a heart attack or something. How would you feel like you always held a lie, like you deceived someone who cared about you so much? Maybe that's just my morals, but something I do realize. And I feel like people should know no matter what happens, your parents are your parents. They will always love you. Maybe not agreeing with your choices in life, which I did a lot of things. But, you know, as time comes, when you feel ready, please open up to your parents. They will understand.
Yeah. I feel like this holds more significance coming from you because you have been in a really tumultuous situation with your mom. And really, I feel like anyone who says that, who hasn't had an experience like you, wouldn't really hold the weight in like the meaning of that, because most of the time it's like the same as if a rich person goes like, rich person who inherited their parents' money go like, oh, you have to work hard to earn money. Like, it's like the same as a situation with a really happy family life or a really good, nice upbringing environment. It's as if they said, oh, you should communicate with your parents, you should communicate and be open to them. I feel like comparatively, you saying this would hold much more impact. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I've always been quite rebellious in my nature, even though I do deny it. But I want to let people understand that you should really live your life wide and open, truthfully, not holding any deception.
I think truthfully, true to yourself.
Yeah.
It's like at the end of the day, with like truthfulness with other people and like emotions and these things, it's the most important thing is that you know your true self.
Yeah.
Because as long as you're true to yourself, everything else will kind of figure, like, and everything else will just kind of like flow and roll along. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you get that? Have you ever gotten that feeling before? It's like, as long as you discover yourself and you, it may take a lot of time. I mean, I don't even think I know myself yet, but on the journey, I mean, but then I feel like as long as you reach that point, it's not even like a point, it's just like that kind of milestone, then things will start rolling and things will start getting better. If things are in a rough right now, but things will get better.
Will get better because you did nothing wrong. If you did nothing wrong, why would things go worse for you? Remember, guys, there's a thing called karma, and it will happen if you're in a relationship.
Girl's literally dropping the threats now. It's like, boom.
Some atomic bomb, guys. But if you feel like you're in any type of relationship, excluding your parents' relationship, because just saying that, they'll always be there for you.
Yeah, really. Ties are the hardest, like, are the strongest ties for you.
Yeah, but just, you know, any type of relationship externally, they will one day drift. And if you have the feeling that you are being dragged down the waters with them, you need to die because time is short. We don't live long. And the podcast won't be long either because it's ending soon, but...
I think that's why, like, knowing the fact that everything is quite transient and everyone has their own thing to do, it's important that even though we were talking about truthfulness and emotions, like, these preferences, I think that's why it is so important to know your true self, because at the end of the day, you're with yourself. And that's really all that matters.
That's really all that matters. You live till the end by yourself.
Yeah. I think that's kind of our conclusion. So
goodbye, guys. It might be less of a podcast this time, but more of a lesson.
Like a mindfulness kind of like therapy session. Yeah.